I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There are a lot of bands in the U.S. that fuse Latin rhythms with rock, pop, hip-hop, you name it. The California group Very Be Careful wants to be different. Its members stick close to their Colombian roots. The accordion is their main instrument. The band uses it to great effect on the track La Furgoneta from Very Be Careful's new album Escape Room. Una cosa es perder y otra cosa estar perdido. Y lo que sigo rezando que no me mate ese frío. Very Be Careful is based in Los Angeles. Arturo and Ricardo Guzman are brothers in this five-piece band. Welcome to both of you to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Now, you're both in your mid-30s, grew up in Los Angeles. I would imagine that the sounds that really dominated your youth came from FM radio in L.A. Why did you both decide to root Very Be Careful in the traditional sounds of Colombia, styles like vallenato?
Art?
I think we've always liked all kinds of music other than just FM radio. You know, I think we started digging into other kinds of music pretty young. And definitely we're exposed to it all our lives, stuff you wouldn't even hear on the radio at all growing up.
And Ricardo, did you listen to Colombian music when you were growing up in L.A. as well? I mean, your parents are born in Colombia.
I think that I was exposed to Mexican music, Central American music a lot. That's, you know, from the neighborhood where we're from. But I think it's a mix, you know. I mean, you take all those things that you listen to and you make it into one thing. I mean, I think our music is Colombian based, but the influences, if you listen to us live, have, I think, across the board, you know.
Now, not many bands or songwriters write music with their mothers, or if they do, they probably wouldn't admit it. But you have, and in fact, your mother, Daisy Guzman, co-wrote two songs on your album, and she's with you in the studio. Hello, Ms. Guzman.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Now, in a press release, Daisy, your son Arturo described you and his father as party animals. I assume he's talking about your love of getting a party going with music, primarily. How important is music in your life, and how important was it to expose your kids to music?
Well, I think he's right. We like to have parties, and the music is true. And also,
don't deny
I was
that.
Growing up and city with it was almost like Mexican style. Most of the places you can hear music and all kind of music.
How did you start writing songs?
That's a really good question, because I was working, and for some reason the sky was kind of dark. That was my first song.
Your song was called The Sky Was Kind of Dark?
Yeah, it was like going to rain. But
you remember El Nino?
Yeah.
The first one.
That's her first song.
Wow, so El Nino inspired you.
Yeah, because it was the sky was dark, and it was like it was going to rain. And I come home with that song, and I called them, and like a joke, I called them, and I said, I have a song for you. But I was just joking, you know. And then they became with that song.
Maybe you can sing it for us. You remember it, Daisy?
Which one? Oh, the one, El Niño? My voice is not so good, okay? Parece que va a llover, el cielo está encapotado, el cielo está encapotado. Si se pone mi corazón por no estar yo a tu lado. That's enough.
You have a natural talent.
Thank you. Awesome.
Nice. Now, let's listen to one of the songs you co-wrote with your boys. This is the tune called La Alergia.
Son muchas las piedritas que tenemos que saltar, pero con mucho amor todo lo podemos lograr. Qué vergüenza nos da, va a vernos tan llorar, pero este sentimiento nunca lo va a poder cambiar.
That's the song La Alergia by Very Be Careful. This song represents a music style known as vallenato. Ricardo or Arturo, what is vallenato?
Vallenato is a style of music that grew in Valledupar. It's in the northern part of Colombia near the coast. And it takes on an accordion, caja, which is a small hand drum, and guacharaca in its original style. It's a three-piece. It's got different rhythms and different interpretations. Our interpretation is a five-piece It's coastal music. It's a, you know, Caribbean party music.
And when you hear vallenato in Colombia, it doesn't sound too different from the music that you're making. You don't kind of stretch too far from the roots, do you?
No, not at all. I think we try to use it so that many different people can understand it, not only people that speak English or Spanish or Japanese, but everybody can taste the flavor of the music. I think that's what we try to do.
Daisy Guzman, you've taught your sons different styles of music, gotten them inspired by these Colombian sounds. What have they taught you? Have they exposed you to different styles?
Yeah, they do. When they think or play, they have a different styles, and then maybe that's what inspired me too, to start writing songs for them, because I was inspired by them.
Are you going to be featured on their next album?
Yes.
That's for sure.
What kind of cut does mom get?
Sequel.
Okay. We'll leave it there and go out on another song written by the three of you. This is the track El Hospital. Daisy Guzman and her sons Arturo and Ricardo Guzman of the band Very Be Careful. Very Be Careful's new CD is called Escape Room. Thank you all very much. Very good to speak with you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for inviting us, and that I'm very proud of my kids, you know, and that they are trying the best. And I also call them the Draculitas, because they used to go late to play and come early in the morning before Dracula come up.
Keep the garlic tied around the front door.
That might be a theme for our next record, Draculitas.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to make one for that. That's true.
Okay, Draculitas, thank you very much. And Very Be Careful is in the New York area this weekend. Find out more at theworld.org. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. Bob Ferrante is executive producer. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. No,